Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, and hello to anyone that maybe this is the first time they're listening to us. This is Dad Jokes. I'm Jerry here with Brandon, and we're excited for episode 2. Brandon, I know that you're pretty excited about today's episode. Is that true?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like we're going to look back at this episode in like 3 years and realize that we did like 17 spinoffs off of this one episode. I can talk forever, and I'm so excited. What are we talking about today, Jerry?
Well, before we get into that, though, I think that we need to start Dad Jokes episodes with a dad joke. So I'd like to start that today. So I got one for you, Brandon. You ready for it?
I have never heard this, just so everyone knows. So my reaction is genuine.
So, no Brandon, pressure. where do bad rainbows go?
Oh. I don't know.
Prism. Prism. And you know what?
That's doubly funny, Jerry.
Well, don't feel bad because it's a light sentence. That's a 2-for-1 dad joke. That's we're going to start that today with a 2-for-1 dad joke for this great episode we got going.
And at some point, we're going to release the videos, and the look on my face when he hit the second punchline was priceless.
That's the whole reason I picked that joke, too, because that second line just ties it nicely together. But today's episode is about baby gear, something that both Brandon and myself are very, very passionate about. But what's great is today we're talking about baby gear, and we have not used any of it. So like Brandon mentioned, we're going to talk about it. We're going to tell you what we're excited about, what we're not excited about. And then what's great is later on, months from now, we're going to have another episode where we basically tell you what we were right about and what we were so very wrong about, because we really have no idea other than what we've researched and what we kind of think based on our own experiences. So to start off, Brandon, I guess one thing in the world of baby gear, which is so vast and growing and is just amazing, is one thing that we're both excited about, or a product that we're both excited about, I know, is the Nanit. And just for our viewers and listeners, basically, we're not sponsored by anyone. So don't think that anyone we're pushing is anything we're sponsored by. Or, yeah, exactly. Well, maybe you hear us, Nanit, please sponsor us. We'd love it. But
I'm for sale.
Yes, yeah. Brandon's for sale. I got a higher price tag than him. But the Nanit, is exciting. It kind of is, to me, Brandon, it's the best of everything that we kind of are. It's got great technology. It kind of grows with you. It is a baby monitor, for those who don't know. It's a baby monitor that hooks to the Wi-Fi, which syncs with your phone so you can watch your baby on your phone. But it does so much more than that. Brandon, I'll let you go from there, kind of tell people what it does beyond that.
Well, Jerry, you mentioned earlier that we hadn't tested out any of the products yet. And I don't know about you, but I hooked one of those Nanit bands up to my finger, but it didn't register anything. So I guess I was out. Little Nanit joke for anybody who knows. The thing that I just love about it is the technology. Jerry and I both like to consider ourselves, maybe me a little bit more, kind of techies or tech nerds. And I can get behind a product that I feel like is on the cutting edge of just anything, really. And the Nanit, more than anything else, one, I just like the look and feel of it. It kind of looks new age, and it fit with the aesthetic of the nursery that we were putting together. It's white on black, kind of a stormtrooper look. You can mount it on the wall. You can hook it up to a stand. And I mean, there's a ton of features that come with it. So you can go anywhere from the dashboard on the back end. You can track the activity. When you buy the Nanit, it comes with 30 days. It's a year of the insights, which is the name of their back end software. And you can literally watch your kid 30 days worth of your kid sleeping in the crib and activity coming in and out, which jumps out at me. But I can go for days on that, Jerry. What else did you like about it?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, those, like, again, talking about what it is it's a baby monitor. I mean, it's obviously a baby monitor with a lot of extra features, but when you look at all the baby monitors out there and you look at kind of the ones that are decently rated, they're all very similar in price. It's one of those things where it's not like, oh, you're paying $500 for one and $60 for another. They're all kind of in the same range. And the Nanit, although slightly more expensive, isn't crazy more expensive, which is the first thing that drew me towards it, because it's not like crazy out of this world. But along with just the same features that a lot of baby monitors have, you can track the baby's breathing with what Brandon mentions, the Nanit bands. so that you can kind of see their sleep patterns and you can make sure that the baby is breathing at night. And if it's not, it alerts you so you can wake up and see what's going on. It also tracks measurement, keeps everything stored on your phone. What I really like is that you're not just buying hardware, you're buying the software. And great thing about software is it can upgrade and it can advance as new technology
Exactly.
comes out. So if something comes out and it's like, oh, this isn't working, Nanit can see that, they can update their software and they can get better. And they've done that. They've been around for a while now. So it's not like this is just starting. So that's exciting to me. And I think that it's great because it works at home, it works on the road, it works with mom, dad, grandparents, everyone. If you haven't looked into them, I highly suggest you do because most people that I know that have it, or even just reviewers online, love it. So I'm super excited about it. And if I don't like it, I would be shocked, honestly.
And truthfully, one, he's talking about upgrades on the software, but they're consistently upgrading the hardware too. The Nanit Pro came out within the last year. A lot of issues that people from the reviews we saw had with the previous version. A couple of things. The original version, you couldn't two-way talk, so you couldn't both hear and talk to your baby while you're monitoring him, and which is a lot more advantageous as a baby gets a little older. But also they upgraded the camera. People complain that you had all the technology, but it's 2020, 2021, and you don't have a 1080p camera. Well, they solved that with the Nanit Pro. So it's all in all just a great package. Some of the perceived cons of it could be the price. Jerry and I both caught it on a really good deal where we end up getting about $100 off, which really brought it back into the realm of a lot of the other
And they do have a decent amount of sales. We've noticed that. So
all the
it's not
time.
uncommon. Yeah. Very. Especially if you, guys, if you haven't done this and you're looking at stuff, just put your name in on certain things. They'll alert you. They'll send you coupons. They'll send you, it's worth it. And then just unsubscribe later. But yeah, $100 off is
Between
not
that,
uncommon.
join for whatever month you're do join a Reddit thread because typically you'll have a lot more active users in there than you might even be, and they always will tell you a sale. And then, even if you're not putting a public registry up places, you can register everywhere and you end up getting a lot of 15 and 20% off discounts that
And
will just save you a
free
ton of money.
gifts. They'll
Oh
send you
my
free
goodness, the
little
gift
gifts,
bags are
like
great.
which I believe your wife pointed out to us. And then we ended up getting like five or six of those. It's great. I got little, freebies everywhere. It's nice when you get them too, because you might see something you didn't know, and you're like, that's cool. So, but yeah, the Nanit, we both love it. That's one thing we agree on. Brandon, one thing we do but don't agree on, I guess, is the world of strollers, which is probably
Oh, here we
where I
go.
did the most amount of research. And I'll get to my heartbreak story a little bit later and kind of the road I went down. It's the sad tale that ended okay. But Brandon, I'll let you start. Kind of where did you guys end up with stroller and why?
So for us, it really, like Jerry said, this is what I had the most fun researching. There was the most resources online to research. And for a lot of our lists as we go down, and I feel like if you pay attention to certain YouTubers or reviews online, you'll recognize a lot of these names. I do. I guess both of us kind of have participated in groupthink a little bit. And I mean, if something is very highly rated and very highly reviewed, that's going to jump to the top of my list. And I'll kind of vet it out a little bit. So my number one stroller and the number one stroller without question is the Upper Baby Vista 2. And it's just, we went to Bye Bye Baby. My wife and I walked around the store, and at the very end of the store, you get to the stroller section, the car seat section. We'd already done the research. I kind of went in with a semi-closed mind, truthfully. But we literally pulled down about five or six different strollers, walked them around the store. And it wasn't even close. The Upper Baby Vista was just super easy. It had a premium feel. I mean, super easy to break down, put back together, and just, I mean, I just got in the we got the Vista and the car seat that we'll end up talking about, the Mesa. I put them together in legitimately 10 minutes. They come with the bassinet, has a smooth glide. I mean, and for us, it was about the ease of use. And My thought process was all, if you have the complete travel system with the car seat, you can literally unhook it from the car seat base, pop the car seat right back into the stroller, and you're off and running. And you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have an ad additional adapter, any attachments that you have to install. You click and go. That was the number one thing for us with the entire travel system. And they look good, they feel good. What about you, Jerry? What's the second place choice?
Well, so here's the thing. So one, the Upper Baby Vista is a great stroller. I'm not gonna even try to debate that, but you're wrong. And the reason you're wrong that it's the best stroller is a couple reasons that I'll touch on. But the first reason, honestly, for us was that we wanted to get a stroller that was convertible to having two seats, two toddlers, or an infant and a toddler, because we plan on having multiple kids in a relatively short amount of time. So the biggest knock on the Vista out there is that it's not super comfortable or always ideal for two children. There's certain configurations it can't do, and if the babies are certain sizes, it doesn't work always great for parent or kids. Not that it's horrible, but it's not the best. But honestly, if I'm being truthful, the main reason I didn't want a baby Vista is because my wife and I, we went to the mall to look for strollers, to look for other things. We went on vacation. We did a bunch of things. And everywhere I look, there is people with their freaking baby Vistas looking all pretentious, looking all do-to-do. Like they're on top of the world. And I saw them everywhere. And I like, and you know me, Brandon, I don't like to be the guy that's like everyone else. So I wanted something different. So I did a ton of research. Finally, one day, as I'm upstairs watching a video, because my basement was flooded the previous week, my wife's staying at her mom's house because I'm afraid of mold, I find this video of a Cybex Gazelle. And all of a sudden, I start diving in, looking everywhere at the Cybex Gazelle. And it is a premium stroller at half the price. And I'm like, this is the one. I send links to my wife. She looks at it, says, that's amazing. We're all geeked up. We're Team Cybex. So we go to Bye Bye Baby. She finds it. She loves it. She goes, okay, I'm going to fold it now. And about 30 seconds later, my whole stroller world came crashing down because
That's important.
she couldn't fold it. Even though I went over there and showed her 2 seconds later, this is how easy it is, honey. It didn't matter. And anyone who knows my wife, she one of the things I love about her most is she's super easygoing, goes with the flow. But every now and then, if something doesn't work right or she doesn't like it, she gets this look, and I know it's game over. And she had that look. There was no convincing her. Even though I was trying to show her, she was done. She wanted to leave that stroller behind. And to this day, she says that Cybex is trash. She doesn't even want to look at it just because she couldn't fold it. So we went back to square zero, Brandon. And basically, what happened at that point in time is I started to kind of recreate the wheel. And like you said, I'm just like you. I wanted a travel system. I wanted something where the car seat could fit right into it, or we could modify it to two. I wanted the all-in-one stroller. And one of our friends has a baby Vista, and they have the Mesa car seat. And then she kept complaining how heavy the car seat was. Well, then I started doing research on one of the lightest car seats out there, and that's the Nuna Pipa. And my wife really liked it. We tried that out. She's like, this is a great car seat, but I didn't want to have to get adapters to fit it. So we looked at the Nuna Demigro. It converts to two. It's a premium stroller. It's super nice. You can have a bassinet attachment. The Nuna drop the Pippa Nuna Pippa the car seat drops right in super easy in a ring adapter, so you don't have to like find the little latches or the holes. Because again, my wife's not, she doesn't like that stuff. She just wants ease of use. It folds super easily. Trust me, guys, it folds easy. We tried it, and so we're Team Nuna now, and that's why we're there. And we're pretty excited about it.
I will tell you this. There were three, and this all was based on a car seat for us to start. And the car seats were all very close. And so we at the time we were making a money decision. Now, luckily, we were blessed enough that my in-laws, my parents and my parents actually split on the car seat and stroller for us, which was not an inexpensive gift, so we definitely appreciate that. But I was looking at the Nuna Pipa with the relaxed base, I think it's called,
Yep.
similar to you guys. And without question, I think it hands down is probably the best, hands down probably the best car seat out there, between the safety features and how light it is. So that was very, very high on our list. And it really just came down to that, the cost of that with the bases, and then the ease. We knew we wanted the Vista. So, and kind of similar to what you mentioned with your wife, at I took my wife, and we were a couple months ahead of you. I took my wife through the stroller review stage pretty early because at the time that's all I felt like I could do, and she was sick of talking about strollers with me. So
Oh, I know
I
that. I
we
know that feeling.
yeah we so we came to a decision, and really there wasn't much conversation after that or entertainment of any other option. So
I got
we
told to
definitely
pick
considered the
one.
Nuna.
I got told to pick one, picked one, and then I got told to pick again. So
Well,
my pick again is the one that won it. So,
she got a chance to put her hands on the Vista and the Mesa. The weight wasn't really a problem for us. We like to stay in the gym, do our curls, so
there you
we
go.
really wasn't an issue.
I
So
think the
good
big
luck at
thing
CrossFit.
is exactly. I think the big thing is they're both high quality strollers. But speaking to our experiences, go out there and try them before you buy them. If we would have bought that Cybex, I can't imagine the first week or two with the newborn baby. If we ever tried to use it, I think it would have been thrown at my head probably if that was my choice and she couldn't fold it. So try them first. Going to one more thing that I'm super excited about is actually the first thing I put on our registry. It's actually something I picked out before I even knew we were having a kid, and that is the HSD diaper bag for men. And it is, yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. Literally years ago, I was at a fair with my wife. She was, I think, my fiance, maybe not even my fiance, but then my niece and my nephews, and we were at a fair. And this guy walks by with his daughter, and he's got a man diaper bag on. And I hadn't seen that before. And I was like, that dad's awesome. I want to be that dad one day. He just looked like a boss. And I was like, you know what? So I started looking them up in this HSD diaper bag. It looks manly. It has all the compartments. And it just is like something that can be mine. And I know my wife really well, and I love her to death, but I'm very organized and particular, and she's not. And so rather than having a diaper bag that's driving me nuts because things aren't in the right places, I wanted my own. I know where everything's at. It looks the way I'm okay with. I can wear it anywhere because it's just a backpack. And I'm just excited for it, to be honest.
So when we were putting this list together and preparing for this episode, there were things that I had written down that I absolutely were excited about, and there are things that I wrote down that I was either not excited or just disappointed in. And some people probably, when you mention a diaper bag, they're listening to this, they're watching this, their eyebrows raised, like, why does this guy care about a diaper bag? Well, I got a message to all you guys. I care about diaper bags too. And the problem I've found is I cannot find anything that I like. And I need to check out this diaper bag a little bit more that Jerry mentioned. I don't really like having the same things Jerry has, but it might end up being what we do. We've had three or four, I can think of three diaper bags delivered from Amazon. Two of them got taken back immediately. The third one my wife is just keeping because it was $30 and it's like a backup. I cannot find a diaper bag that I like that I feel like can accomplish everything I want and looks how I want.
Well, you
And
need to
I'm
talk to
normally not
Macy
that
because she
person.
can't either. She can't either. I actually found mine super early, like I said. She absolutely cannot find one anywhere. She tells me every night. She'll put one on there. She's like, I like this one. I'm like, great. Then the next day, she's looking at diaper bags. Why are you looking at diaper bags? I don't like that one. So
It's
she's in the same
legitimately become the
boat.
bane of my existence.
Yeah, it can be stressful. So Brandon, what's one other thing you're excited about before we go to the things we're not excited about?
So, for me, I think the next thing I would talk about, we're talking about diaper bags, we're talking about carrying stuff for the kid in the back, but what do you use to carry the kid? Like we're dads. We gotta do stuff. We gotta put hammers and nails into walls and cut the grass. And now I don't recommend doing these things while you have your kid on you, but if you wanted to, you could, because if you use a Kalugo baby carrier, you'll have hands-free. Your kid's just on your chest. And actually, the new model, which I ordered, has the ability to wear them on your back as well. So you said you kind of had that aha moment with the diaper bag. I've been seeing dads for the last couple of years just like wearing their kids at the grocery store, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. You can still do whatever you want to do. In my head, I'm like, I can live my entire life. I can do whatever I want, and this cute little kid is just gonna be sitting in front of me and having a good time. So for me, I did a lot of research on the baby carriers, and I wanted this one. One, it looks cool, and it came down to price and pockets were the two number one things. And one thing, I was reading a review on it, and it hit the nail on the head. It's like you can spend 70 more bucks on a baby carrier, and the one thing that none of them have are pockets. And you really don't think that that's something you necessarily need. I got my pockets in my pants. Sometimes I'm wearing basketball shorts that don't have pockets, but just the convenience of having those extra things you need for the kid right there in the carrier, it's great. And it's not something that they really sell in stores, but they do have a 100-day trial. So if I get it, I actually have it, and hate it, I can send it back. And there are a few other things that I like, but Jerry, I think you have an affinity for this carrier too.
Yeah, actually, I really like it. It's probably the one we're going to go with as well. It's easy to snap on and off. I was reading a bunch of reviews, and big things is comfort, easy to get the baby in and out, which this one has like almost magnetic type of clips, which is really nice. It's comfortable. It looks okay. And like you said, pockets. Pockets not just for you, but for the baby. Baby wants snacks. Baby needs his nose wipe. Baby needs this, that, and the other. It's nice to have right there on you. And you also don't want it to take 20 minutes to put it on. It seems pretty easy. So I agree with you on that. Fun fact about baby carriers, though, I was actually just reading the other day. Did you know that moms typically carry a baby in a baby carrier with them facing themselves, their chest? Dads, when they put a baby in a baby carrier, typically face the baby outwards. So I don't know if you can make
Didn't know
of
that,
that
and
what
I
you want.
absolutely am facing the baby out. That's how I
See, and that's what
picture.
they say, that dads try to make the baby see the world where mom wants
Yeah.
to protect it. So this, I don't know. I thought that was interesting when
So
they
we
said
don't
that,
care about our
because
kids.
apparently we just want to see the world. But I thought that was interesting, because when I was imagining you talking about that story, I was thinking of the baby facing out, and it came into
That's
my
exactly
mind.
what
I'm like,
happened.
well, maybe they're right. But now to switch gears and talk about things that not that we're not excited about because we're not buying them, but things that maybe we came across in our research and we're like, I'm not buying that. And I'll start, because there's one out there that I see a lot in reviews and videos and blogs and whatever. And I'm just like, there is no way in heaven I am buying that. And that is the Snoo bassinet. Basically, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a bassinet that you strap your baby down like a straitjacket to the thing, and then it rocks it for you. And okay, that's all well and good, and it helps the baby go to sleep. But it's $1,500, Brandon, and you're going to use that Snoo bassinet for maybe a couple months. I'm sorry, but I'm out on that. That's just me. That's my number one. No way, no heck. Basically, if you're buying that, in my opinion, you're just proving that you got money. Now, maybe I'm saying that and I'm wrong, and a couple months in, I wish I had it, because someone who does it, their baby sleeps and mine doesn't. I don't know, but that's what comes to mind. That's my number one. What's your number one, Brandon?
Well, I'm gonna get to my number one, but I actually came close to renting the Snoo, and I still might get it, because one thing, my wife and I get along great, but if she doesn't sleep, I don't know how that those conversations are gonna go the next day. So sometimes, if you think about it, you can rent it for 150 bucks a month, and then the months five and six is a 6 month rental or 30 bucks a month. So it's still a nice investment. But with a lot of the things we're talking about, I look at it as the cost initially, but I've also looked at the resale market on them and how can I recoup that money. So is the Snoo overkill? If my mom was
The
telling
answer
me,
is yes.
absolutely,
The answer
it's
is yes,
overkill.
Brandon.
But if you can't get your baby to sleep and you can't sleep throughout the night, what price do you put on sleep? That's my only point there.
I'm gonna
My
lay
number
flat and rock
one.
the baby like a bassinet. That's what I'm gonna do.
Still gonna be awake while you're doing it.
You're
My
not wrong.
number one thing that I am not excited about in the slightest is the outlet. And my story here is a little different because I'm not excited about it. It's a super expensive sock that allegedly monitors your, I shouldn't say allegedly, it's been scientifically proven, but it monitors your baby's like breathing. And I have the Nanit, which does it. I feel like it does it with a package that also gives me a baby monitor, so I get a little bit more value there. And the kid is not necessarily going to kick off the Nanit band that goes across its body. I'll let it's in a lot of reviews I've seen, the sock gets kicked off. And I'm saying all this and I'm griping about it. And guess what's sitting in my nursery right now? An owlet, because I mentioned sleep. My wife had a couple things on a list that were absolute necessities, and she felt like that was, without question, something she wanted. So we found a sale. It got purchased against my better judgment, but sometimes your better judgment is to listen to your wife. And if that can make her sleep easier at night, it's worth the little bit of money extra or a lot of bit. So that was one of her only things that she said we gotta have. And I had to have a Nanit, so.
Well, I hope you're right. The reason we stayed away from the outlet is because people, in my opinion, purchase it, like you mentioned, for peace of mind. But the second that baby kicks off that sock and your notifications go off that your baby's not breathing, I'm having a heart attack. And then I run up there and find out my baby's laughing and kicking because the
Yep.
sock's laying right there and I'm about to burn the sock. So I know myself, I'm like, I'm not touching that thing. Because it'll give me more stress than peace. But I hope it
I hope
works
my wife
out.
isn't listening to this, but I'm going to try to hide it with the receipt somewhere in the house and hope she forgets about it.
Oh, I like that.
Return policy.
Another one that's also kind of a pricey one that I don't see a lot of need for is the Mamaroo. I actually know quite a few people that have gotten it, and every single one of them, I kid you not, tells me, oh, my baby didn't like it. My baby didn't use it. Do you want a brand new one? And it's like, I'm not paying that much money for a swing, and then my baby's not even gonna, we don't even know if they're gonna like it. So that's on my list. I don't have much against it other than the fact that it seems for whatever reason, I know six or seven people that had one and or know someone that had one, and they're all like, yeah, baby didn't like it.
Now, let me ask you this with the Mamaroo. If it was, say, $100 or $150 cheaper than it's 250 just for everyone who's listening. Would you consider it more, or would it even have made the list?
That's a hard question because we know a lot of people with kids, and a lot of people have been very generous and offered us stuff. And one of the number one things people have offered us is baby swings. I think I have 14 that have been offered to me right now. So I don't know. They're just like out there somewhere. They're sometime going to appear like elves are going to deliver them to my house. I don't know. But I don't think we need a swing. So probably not. No. The other thing, like I said, is not even just the Mamaroo, just swings in general. I've heard some babies don't like. So I'm not going to start there. Like if I got a swing and my baby kind of liked it and it wasn't the greatest one, then I might purchase one that was nicer, but I'm not starting at the top. The one good thing though, if you do purchase the Mamaroo or something like that, is you could probably resell that pretty at a pretty good price too. So you could get some of your money back, or you could give it to someone. So, but that's another thing on my list. Do you have another one you want to throw in there, Brandon?
Well, one thing I'm not excited about at all, and shame on me, but I don't know if you may have done this before, Jerry. You've been around probably more babies, but I am totally afraid of diapers and changing diapers and, sorry to put it like this, getting peed on. I know it's gonna happen. I don't know how to do it, and it's just one of those things. I can watch all the videos. I can practice on baby dolls. I just feel like I don't have it right. And the first time I go to do it in front of all the nurses, I'm gonna look like a complete idiot. And it's kind of like a small source of anxiety for me right now.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. The good news is that newborns eat so little, there's not much there,
Yeah.
if that makes sense. So that's the one good thing.
Give you
It's
time to
a
practice.
couple months in, you got to be a pro. But I agree. I will fully admit right now, I have lots of nieces and nephews. I have never changed a diaper.
That makes
And
me feel better.
I always
Thank
say
you.
I'm not going to change a diaper until it's my baby. The funny part is my wife, she changes my nieces and nephews' diapers plenty of times. And yet whenever I say, oh, you're gonna do 70 or 80% of the newborns, she's like, nope, 50-50. So, but she's happily does theirs. But when it's our kid, apparently it's gonna be 50-50, which it might not quite be 50-50, but I will help out. I'm going to help out, but it's something I had to learn as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely afraid of it right now.
One more thing I want to touch on, Brandon. I don't know if you know a lot about this, but something that's been kind of a hot item in the baby world, if you will. I know that's where our lives are at now, but the baby world, basically, a hot item is the doona, which is basically the car seat
Yeah.
that converts into a stroller. And it's pretty cool if you actually look at it. And at first, it was almost intriguing enough that I was like, yeah, I could see myself getting that. But then I started thinking about it, and it's like, that is only good for as long as the baby is in that infant car seat. And then after that, you need a different stroller. And basically, the
A
car
different
seat
car seat.
itself, a different car seat. And the car seat itself is bulky and heavy and has to move around if you go into different cars. I don't know. I think maybe in a different, we live in Michigan, we live in kind of, the Midwestern type of society. Maybe it would be different if you lived in, more of a city life or something like that. I don't know. But for our lifestyles, I don't think it makes sense. But it's a popular item, so I wanted to mention it. But I don't see the practicality for my everyday life.
You hit the nail on the head. It's to me, it's I see the person who loves that as someone who is living in Chicago, living in New York, hopping in and out of cabs and needs something that, because the cool thing with that is it, I mean, the base is included. We actually test drove that at Bye Bye Baby. Send me the check, please. And it was great. Worked easy, broke down easy, lifted up. You mentioned it. It was fairly heavy. Even if you are like someone who maybe, because I think the price on it is right around, don't quote me, but right around $500. So it could be a easy way to get in and out of having both options, a car seat and or a stroller. You just got one size fits all.
But you're
But
going to
it
need
worked
both
well.
later.
Safety ratings
Yeah,
are great.
it does. It does. And it looks cool.
It does.
So I'll kind of wrap it up there, Brandon. I think, like baby gear, there's lots of it out there. I'm sure we'll talk about more in later episodes. If anyone has questions or comments or anything, please put them on there, tag whatever you're looking at. We'll try to do the same with some of our stuff. But it's the world of baby gear is growing, and there's lots of resources out there and experts out there that are telling you different things, and it's exciting. So, we're gonna definitely talk more about this as we go on, and kind of give you real life experiences as we're using the stuff, maybe tips on how to use it better or what did or didn't work for us. So I'm excited for that, and I'm also excited for what's going to be our next episode. Before that, Brandon, I'll let you get a dad joke in since you didn't get one in
Oh,
earlier when I did.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Let's
And
hear it.
also, as Jerry said, you guys, we're here. One, this is kind of therapy for us. But also, if there are baby gear that maybe you have questions about, we may have it and we just haven't mentioned it. It might be something that makes sense for us to get. So let us know if you want us to review anything or have any questions on different baby gear, kind of as we are all going on this journey together. So now for the joke. Jerry, when does a sandwich cook?
I don't know.
When it's bacon, lettuce, and tomato. I
What?
didn't get the reaction I wanted. When it's bacon, lettuce, and tomato. When it's baking,
I
lettuce, and
get it.
tomato.
I get it. It's just,
Oh,
all
I
right.
thought
I
that
think
was
mine was
hilarious.
better. I think mine was better. I
You
think
had a
mine was better.
two-part
We'll
that
get
also
next next
related
to
to our book club.
well, next week you'll get a chance to redeem yourself. And
Let's
maybe
let
let
the
the
people decide.
people can vote on which dad joke was better. You can let us know. Was mine better? Was Brandon's better? And we'll take your word for it, since neither of one of us is going to admit defeat. But speaking of the next episode, one I'm excited for, Brandon, you guys are due here in just a few weeks. The time is clicking down, which makes me feel great. You probably really nervous. So our next episode is going to be what we know and what we're expecting for the day of. That means the day of delivery, what labor's like going to be like for us, what the hospital time is going to be like for us, and that first reaction of seeing our newborn. So we're going to talk about that before we experience it, because then later on we can talk about what it actually was like, and how those differ, because a lot of you guys that are going through this or might be going through this in the future can kind of gauge how right or wrong we were, and how right or wrong the books and blogs and news articles that we've been reading are. So I'm excited for that, Brandon, especially for you because you are so very close.
Yep, we're about a week and a half away from D-Day.
Oh, you are getting
And I am
so close.
scared.
Probably rightfully so, but it's going to be great. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for your support. We appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, I'm Jerry here with Brandon, and this has been Dad Jokes.